Heal the world by healing yourself. Over a 2-year period, groups of about 7,000 people gathered 3 different times. And during these meetings, they were able to reduce all acts of terrorism worldwide by a phenomenal 72%. Obviously, the tactical value of such a winning strategy would be of massive importance to national security. Were these people diplomats, politicians, or military planners plotting out the next offensive? Were they peace activists, diving down into the trenches and rescuing people in a hail of gunfire? Were they protesters, gathering in front of government buildings and demanding change? What exactly did they do? The answer may well change everything we think we know about the way the universe really works. These people got together and meditated with thoughts of love and peace. Bear in mind that this was a scientific study published and accepted in the Journal of Offender Rehabilitation. They ruled out cycles, trends, weather, weekends, holidays, and all other variables. The 72% reduction in terrorism had to be caused by them meditating and nothing else. In another example, violent crime in Washington, D.C. was decreased by up to 23.6% over a 2-month period in the summer of 1993, as the number of participants rose from 800 to 4,000, despite the fact that violent crime had been increasing before they met. As soon as their meetings ended, the crime level started going back up again. The likelihood that this effect could have been caused by a chance variation in crime levels was less than 2 parts per billion. And all other factors, including temperature, precipitation, weekends, and police and community anti-crime activities, were ruled out. As of 1993, 50 different scientific studies had rigorously proven that this effect really works over the preceding 30 years. They were published in mainstream, peer-reviewed journals and showed the meditators had created improvements in health and quality of life, as well as decreases in accidents, crime, war, and other such factors.